97.9, 105.5, Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and I'll tell you what. I found a new guilty pleasure. I found it over the weekend, and I'm really excited. The show is called Let's Talk About Pep. It's on VH1, and one of the stars of the show, Jemana Kidd, is on the show. Jemana, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am awesome. Now, for people who haven't seen the show, because there's only two episodes have aired so far.
Yes.
But I'll tell you what, it's like crack for your TV.
I love it.
It really and truly is. It's like a realistic version of Sex and the City.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Salt and Peppa, we're talking about Pep. So let's talk about Pep. And it's Pep and three of her friends. And the four of you get together. And it's awesome because you guys kind of like hang out and you tell stories about... number one, congratulations on being officially divorced.
Thank you. My gosh, what a process.
Oh, my goodness. For those of you who don't know, Jemana Kidd, now ex-wife of Jason Kidd, formerly of the New Jersey Nets. I know that there was a lot of drama, a lot of baggage, and things get nasty. So congratulations that you're on to a new chapter.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my goodness. So how did you end up getting into the show? Obviously, you knew Pep before. Was this kind of like Pep's brainchild?
I was friends with actually both Salt and Pep. And when I was married, Salt and I were very close because, you know, we were like the cute little married couples. We would hang out and stuff. And then
do little couple things.
Yeah. And Pep was a single one. So, like, I knew her, but we weren't very close. And then once we were separated, I started hanging out with Pep a lot, and we were hanging out, and, like, you know, here it is, like, a year later, this show comes about, and we were, like, perfect, we need to, like, get this out there, so it's awesome, it's like, great, because we're real friends, and it's a real camaraderie, and I think everybody sees that when they watch.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I watched one episode. I watched episode two, and I feel like I've known you guys forever.
That's awesome.
And that's what makes it cool. You, again, Jemana Kidd from Let's Talk About Pep on VH1. By the way, a website, JemanaKidd.com. You like the Bad Boys.
Well, it's a safe zone for me right now. You know what I mean? It's like I just got out of a very long marriage. And before that, I had a boyfriend for 6 years. So I've never dated. I've never been single. So I'm just embracing it, enjoying it. And, you know, these Bad Boys, as you may say, as everybody is saying, it's there's no pressure. It's no one that's looking for a relationship, or it's just going out having fun, and that's it. Because that's not really there yet.
Well, here's how I put it together. Because I've been divorced as well, uh-huh. And you're in a long term relationship, and I'll do the cereal analogy. Mm-hmm. You've had Rice Krispies for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Finally, you don't want Rice Krispies anymore. So what do? You go out and get that big BJ's variety pack.
Exactly, with all the sugary ones.
Absolutely. So you go and you have the Lucky Charms. You go and have the Captain Crunch. You have the Fruity Pebbles. And you go and you find the new cereal that you want. And right now you're on the variety pack.
You know that at the end you got to, you know, go with the Special K or the Rice, something, you know, sugar-free. And you know that. You're aware of that. You're not going to go ahead and, you know, jump into the Lucky Charms forever, but right now it's yummy and it's working.
Okay, so right now, if I wanted to date you, do I necessarily need a neck tattoo, or is that just like an added bonus?
No, the neck is but somewhere in the body.
Okay, well, I got two.
Okay.
So, I mean, we can work on that. Now, definitely. You say you're playing the field, and you're in production of a reality show. How often do you have the cameras on you? What's like your shooting schedule like? How does that work?
Yeah, you know, it's not what everyone thinks. It's not like you have a camera just following you around the clock. We do have a shooting schedule, and, you know, I have kids and I have a very busy life, so it works perfect for me because they give us shooting blocks where we may shoot for 3 days straight. We know to just, you know, make sure we have nothing going on, and then, you know, I'm off a week. And because there's four different stories going on.
Sure. Now,
and they'll work with, you know, another girl.
Okay, we're talking to Jemana Kidd. Let's talk about Pep on VH1. Go to VH1.com for all the backstory and catch up on it. It's definitely worth it. Now, because it's all about your dating love, you know, it's Pep, it's Kitty, it's Jackie, and it's you. Now, do you purposely set the dates during the schedule? Do you have, like, you know, social interaction outside of the cameras at this point?
The funny part is that the show encourages me to get out there and date.
Would you be
because we had to. That's what the show is about.
Would you be as, let me ask you this, would you be as active if you didn't have the show?
No, not at all. It actually encouraged me to be active, and it became my dating life. Yeah.
So as of right now, are you happy with, I don't want to say are you happy with the show, but are you happy with the way you're being portrayed? Because I know that there's editing involved in any reality
show. Right. Well, you know what? I mean, my real reality, I have three beautiful kids, and they are my life. So,
oh, sure.
You know, that is the 2%, Jemana, the 2% of me that you're seeing that, you know, for example, let's say, you know, Jason takes the kids for the weekend. That's my life.
Right.
But, you know, but very fortunately, you know, I have my kids and that is my life usually. So it is real and that is, you know, what I would be doing on a date and with my girlfriend. But when it's a job, then it's on your schedule and you have to do it. But if it wasn't a job, I would never find the time to you know, do me, to take that time out to, you know, really enjoy myself.
I completely understand. Again,
okay.
No, you're preaching to the choir because I'm divorced. I'm a DJ. I do clubs and stuff like that. So I would not be out as much if I wasn't being paid to.
Yeah,
you know, it's
exactly.
That's and but you know, while I'm there and I'm working, I'm gonna have a good time.
Yeah, you're not pulling teeth to get me there, but at the same time, you know, as soon as we're done taping or whatever, I mean, I've got to get home. I've got to make lunches. And
oh, sure. So what? How old are the kids right now?
My son's 11, and I have twin girls that are 8.
Oh my god! So what are they into? We just had the weekend. What did you guys watch over the weekend? Was it kids movies? Was it shows?
Oh gosh, are you kidding me? I know every kids movie. I know, you know, it stays on Disney Channel. But my son's very into sports too. So we watched the Jets game and the Saints game yesterday. We had a little football watching party, and we do a lot. My son plays basketball, so we go to his games. He's always got 2 games, you know, every weekend. We're very active. We
does
do
he
a
feel,
lot of fun stuff together.
Let me ask you this again. Jemana Kidd, let's talk about Pep on VH1. Does your 11-year-old feel pressure already being Jason's son's son?
Oh,
or Jason
man.
Kidd's son?
Yeah, so much. You know, he's got a tough situation, and he's, you know, he's persevering through it. Let's say that he's, you know, he's doing a good job, and it's a lot of pressure.
Again, we're talking Jemana Kidd. Let's talk about Pep, VH1. Something we do with all you celebrities. It's called the Quick Six. It's 6 questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about the real you.
Okay.
All right.
Shoot. Yes.
When you go out to the club, what is your drink of choice?
Oh, whatever my friend's drinking. I just started drinking.
Okay, so it's not necessarily tequila shots as soon as you walk in the door?
Okay, yeah, probably a shot.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Saltwater Room.
Favorite toy as a child?
Elmo.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Nacho Libre.
Really?
I'm obsessed.
Oh, my.
Sorry. Love him.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Hands.
No, that's wrong. It's actually neck tattoo. And finally, Jemana Kidd, what is your favorite toy as an adult?
TiVo. Is that a toy?
Absolutely. What's on your TiVo?
Dancing with the Stars, So You Think You Could Dance, and Now Let's Talk About Pep.
Absolutely, Let's Talk About Pep, VH1. Jemana Kidd, thank you so much. JemanaKidd.com, this website. Thank you so much. I'll Facebook you as soon as I get off here, okay?
Awesome.
Sounds good. It's Jemana Kidd, everybody. Let's Talk About Pep. It's Big Papa in the Morning on Kiss FM.